really lead on from each other. Did you write a plan before you did this?
No.
Well, you really ought to. Here's an example. You talk about experiments to control hurricanes. Then you write about rain making experiments. And then, for no apparent reason, you go back to talking about hurricane control.
So, a bit messy.
A bit, yes. Next, you go on to talk about something called cloud seeding. Great, you gave a good, clear explanation about what cloud seeding is, that it's a way of using science and chemistry to make clouds produce rain, and you give some examples of where it's been used.
So, that section's all right.
Ah, well, listen to this. The chemical silver nitrate is introduced into clouds to encourage them to produce rain. Silver nitrate.
Oh, that was careless. I meant silver iodide.
Exactly. I would hate to think what might happen if you started firing silver nitrate into clouds. Okay, finally, the conclusion.
I always have problems with the conclusion. I never really know what to say.
Well, you summarise your main points and give a few opinions, which is great. But you then start talking about environmental systems. This was not only in the wrong place, but I couldn't see where it fitted in with the rest of the essay generally.
Right. So there's a bit of room for improvement then.
Unit 9, Track 20. Hello, Joe. Come in and take a seat. I wanted to talk to you about your essay on weather control.
Right. What did you think?
Well, let's start by looking at your introduction. You say that global warming is causing extreme weather conditions around the world.
That's right, isn't it?
Well, you need to be careful here. Yes, there is a lot of evidence that this is the case, but the issue is still controversial. You need to specify that many experts believe this is the case, rather than saying this is how it is.
Okay.
Then you look at the issues surrounding extreme weather, and how it has a negative effect in some countries.
I was worried that that section was a bit disorganised.
No, not at all. It's very good. But I was slightly surprised when, in the same paragraph, you mentioned an advantage of extreme weather.
Not the right place for it?
Not really, no. In fact, I would question the need to put it there at all. At one point, you're talking about droughts, hurricanes, floods, etc. And then suddenly you're talking about people being able to sunbathe on the beach in January.
I see what you mean. I think I was going to elaborate on that, add more information, but I guess I forgot to do so.
Okay. Then there's the section on weather control programs. This made interesting reading, but your ideas didn't